anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour of this live Christmas Day edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray, you've been sharing with us throughout the program tonight the 10 archaeological finds, top 10 archaeological finds of 2012. I don't know if we finished number 7. I feel like, or number 8. I think it was. Yeah, we were on number 8.
Aztec ritual burial.
Did we finish that? They were talking about this woman who was buried with all manner of skulls and bones surrounding her.
There was a little bit more, and it gets poetic, the last sentence in the piece.
Let's keep that going.
Raul Barrera of Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History says the larger cache, this is a cache of bones that were very compacted, was probably a closure deposit buried as a kind of consecration after an important building phase around 1479. Because the bones are so crowded together, he says, they must have been buried elsewhere, exhumed, and reburied here. But not all of them. Barrera's team excavated a volcanic slab used for human sacrifices, beneath which they found 5 more skulls with gaping perforations. The victims may have died on the sacrifice stone, but the holes were probably for mounting their skulls on a stake known as a zompantli. It may all seem macabre to us, but to the Aztecs, this charnel house was, according to Barrera, where the earthly and heavenly realms communicated with each other.
What did they know that we didn't? We don't know. So let's go to another one, because we've got a bunch of these. I don't know if we're going to get through all 10 here tonight.
Caesar's Gallic Outpost, Hermeskeil, Germany. The discovery of a collection of 75 sandal nails has led German archaeologists to the rare identification of a temporary Roman military camp near the town of Hermeskeil, near Trier in southwestern Germany. Directed by Sabine Hornung, an archaeologist at the Johannes Gutenberg University Mainz, the team uncovered the camp's main gate, the flat stones that once paved its entrance, and grindstones used by the Romans to mill grain. Scattered among the paving stones were bits of metal that the team quickly identified as sandal nails. Some of the nails were quite large, as much as an inch across.
Is it the kind that you wear? Sandals?
Exactly, like the kinds them Romans used to wear.
Huh.
You know, those legionaries.
Yeah.
Had distinct workshop marks of a type used by the army. A sort of cross with little dots or studs, says Hornung. That told us it was definitely a military camp, she adds. Ground-penetrating radar surveys showed that the camp, built to house soldiers on the move, sprawls over nearly 65 acres.
Bam.
So this is from a time when a legion or two or more with Julius Caesar were in France and Belgium fighting the Celts and the Gauls. Maybe that's the same thing. I don't think so. But the Gaul was France, northern France. And Caesar was up there for about 8 years building his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So they found this site, and because of these sandal nails and a few other clues, they've determined that it was a Roman camp.
And they think he was actually there?
From that time. No, not necessarily.
No. Okay.
It doesn't say that in this piece.
And this is newsworthy because...
Because it's Caesar. It's Julius Caesar.
He's like a big deal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Good to know. What's coming up next? What do we have to look forward to?
Europe's oldest engraving.
All right, we'll get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. We are also talking about prison in a very disjointed episode where we're jumping from topic to topic all over the place here tonight. The Northwest anarchists are still in prison for refusing to speak to the grand jury. The story's over at thestranger.com, where supposedly their federal prosecutors interested in the smash-up in Seattle on May Day and finding the demonstrators who broke the windows of a federal courthouse. But Ms. Alejnik, who's one of the two that's currently being held, says the prosecutor only asked her 4 questions about May Day, which she answered truthfully. Was she in Seattle on May Day? She said no. Where was she? Working at her waitress bartending job in Olympia. Had she been in Seattle a week before or a week after May Day? No. Had anybody talked to her about May Day? No. In fact, she says she learned most of what she knows about the smash-up while she was in court. And that was all he asked about the May Day vandalism. Then, she says, the prosecutor began rattling off names and showing photographs of people asking about their social contacts and political opinions. Olgenit guesses that he asked at least 50 questions in that vein compared to the 4 about May Day. And that's when she shut down, refused to answer, and was found in contempt of court and sent to SeaTac FDC. She doesn't regret it. She says, I truly believe that the people have a right to believe whatever they want politically. She also says, and it's none of the government's business.
So people were arrested related to May Day because some property destruction happened at May Day.
Thus far, no one has been arrested for that property destruction. They've just been inviting these people to court, which, of course, you can't turn down this invitation.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't answer their questions, you're held in contempt.
So
you'll be held until the grand jury is no longer impaneled, which could be 18 months.
And they had their 4 questions for this woman about May Day when she wasn't at May Day. She was working on that day. Then they started asking her questions about
activists and people she might know and what their political beliefs are. So they're just trying to gather information about folks. And you shouldn't be under any obligation to talk to the police. You shouldn't be under any obligation to talk to any government officials. But this shows the reality of the situation, and that is that you are considered obligated to give them information. If you don't, here, enjoy a prison cell in SeaTac Maximum Security Federal Penitentiary until further notice. Because I don't know what's going to happen at 18 months. If these people are held for the full 18 months of the grand jury being impaneled, can they somehow continue to hold them in contempt after that? Can they say, all right, well, we've got a new grand jury in here. Do you want to come talk to them? No. Well, you can stay in that cell. I don't know. It's not real. It's never been made clear to me what will happen after the 18 months. But either way, no one should be held for 18 hours for refusing to talk to the police or prosecutors.
It all seems to depend on the strength of the people fighting against them. Because if nobody is caring about these people being stuck in jail, then they're going to stay or in prison. Then they're going to stay in prison.
And they did let go one of the 3. There are 3 that have been put into prison thus far for this investigation. One of them, who was arguably the most attractive of the 3, physically attractive, was released after a couple of days. And that may be because she managed to get more attention due to her attractiveness. And people are bemoaning that, and I know, I get it, you know, it's true. People who are attractive should not be given necessarily more attention than people who aren't as attractive, but reality is they are. And I'm glad to see that these other folks are getting an interview here.
That's how you get all your lucky breaks.
Right, just because I'm so handsome, right? SeaTac FDC. She doesn't regret making the decision. She says it's none of the government's business. And as far as she can tell, she's not in prison because she couldn't help with a vandalism investigation. She's there because she refused, on principle, to help the federal government draw a social map of radicals and leftists in the Northwest. Grand juries are secret. Prosecutors are the only attorneys allowed in the room, but people who've been subpoenaed to appear before them are allowed to talk afterward about what happened. The 2 attorneys for Olgenick and Durand, who sit with us during the interviews at SeaTac, vaguely say the versions of events described to their clients are consistent with what they read in the transcripts. The U.S. Attorney's Office has repeatedly said it cannot comment on anything directly related to a grand jury because grand juries are secret, so we have to rely on Durand and Olgenick and their attorneys' vague corroboration. I have to interview Duran, who's the male, separately, because the guards don't want him and Olgenick, close friends and roommates at the time they received their subpoenas, to be able to see each other. They say they passed each other once in the visiting area and waved, and the guards grumbled about that. How, I ask Duran, would you explain why you're here to people on the outside? He says, not everyone will understand. In a soft voice, he continued, you have to be in a different state of mind to be willing to go to jail to protect someone you basically have no knowledge of. He talks about his years as a young student in the Army ROTC when veterans would come and talk about serving their country because they felt a sense of duty. Not answering questions about other people, he says, is the duty I can perform. Duran, like Olgenick, believes that when the FBI comes knocking, handing out subpoenas, legally compelling them to tell a federal prosecutor about their fellow citizens' private lives and political beliefs, that they have a duty to object. And like Bartleby the Scrivener, their most powerful tool of protest against a force like the federal government is to simply and politely say, I would prefer not to. And when people don't cooperate with the government, that is one of the biggest crimes you can commit. And they're being punished for it. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We will continue to be live throughout the holidays, New Year's Eve. You can count on Free Talk Live to be here with you, taking your calls about anything that you would like. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people who think like you do, people that understand what freedom's all about, that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and that freedom is your ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else. If you're willing to actually do something to actually achieve freedom in your lifetime, go to freestateproject.org. Join together with over 13,000 other people who have currently signed up. We want to reach 20,000. So we've got a little bit of more ways to grow. We're over two-thirds of the way there, though. Join up over at freestateproject.org. Get signed up. And also, don't forget to join us at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and meet folks who are feeling like you do and who want to get active, or maybe they already are, but want to be more effective with their activism. Like, I was active when I was living down in Florida. I don't know about you, Johnny Ray. Were you an activist prior to coming to New Hampshire?
No.
See, a lot of people that have moved here for the Free State Project, they've never done activism before. And that's could be a good thing, and it could be a bad thing, depending on how you look at it, in that, you know, you're a noob. You know, you don't have any activist chops necessarily when you get here. But on the other hand, you haven't had all the negative activism experiences that one might have in another place, where it feels like you're just spinning your wheels, that you're not getting anywhere, that no one, you know, freedom isn't advancing despite all the work that you put into it. Because I put a lot of time and money into activism down in Florida, and, you know, nothing really happened as a result of it. I had personal growth in that, you know, I became more outgoing, more extroverted as a result of you know, running outreach booths and things like that. So for me, it was, I think, a good experience. But I'd be lying to myself if I said something like, oh, yeah, we were having an impact down there in Florida, because we weren't. There was no measurable impact being had. You know, the Libertarian Party candidates were getting 2 to 3% of the vote, 1%, 4% maximum, and no one really cared that they were even there. But up here in New Hampshire, in just a matter of half of a decade or so, we've had dozens of Free State Project participants actually elected. I mean, just from a political standpoint, the Free State Project is more successful in less than a decade than has the than have been the Libertarian Party in four decades. So there's, of course, as we talked about earlier, civil disobedience. There's media being created here. There's so much going on. It's impossible to even get your, you know, your fingers on the pulse of this movement. There's just so much happening.
I have gotten a little bit active since I moved up here. What I have enjoyed most about it is the other participants and living up here with the other participants near them and hanging out with them, because they're not, because they can, they've got eyes and they're willing to see and they're willing to examine their own ideas and be critical of themselves, and they can see the, they can see what's happening in the world. They've got brains. They're not idiots. So they're a lot more fun and interesting to hang out with.
Yeah, I have more, a larger social circle here than I did down in Florida. I mostly stayed in my house in Florida, didn't do that much. But here I get out a lot more and do more. So there's that bonus as well. So I agree with you. Being with a liberty-oriented community is really critical. And then you've also got the New Hampshire natives who are already on board with the ideas of freedom, and they've been here for their whole lives. So it's not just the Free State Project participants that are having an impact. We're coming here to allow the New Hampshire natives who love liberty to actually have an impact as well, to have a greater impact. So the movement's incredible. It continues to get better as more people make the move here. And if you're sick and tired of spinning your wheels where you live, and you've come to the conclusion that whatever it is you're doing down there isn't having much of an impact, wherever it is you are, if you're not in New Hampshire, you've got to get here. And go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn about the Liberty Forum coming up in late February. It's February 21st through the 24th. Did you tell me you've never been to a Liberty Forum, Johnny Ray?
I did tell you that.
It's definitely worth it. If you can scrounge the $100 together to attend the Liberty Forum, that's the cheapy ticket. There's the ticket that has no meals included, and then there's the one that has meals included. So there's a $100 ticket for no meals, and then a $199 ticket for the one that includes the meals. If you can scrounge that money together and scrounge up the cash to share a hotel room with a few folks, you can probably attend this thing for, you know, no more than a few $100s. And that, you know, for folks that have to travel, obviously there's travel expenses involved too.
Tom Woods is going to be at the Liberty Forum.
That's right. A number of speakers, Declan McCullough from CNET, Cory Doctorow as well. And there's still some that have yet to be announced. When those other speakers are announced, the price of the Liberty Forum is going to go up. So make sure you lock in your tickets now. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum as we go to the phones and talk to Walt, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Walt.
Good evening, gentlemen. I just happened to get you on the phone. That's how I'm listening to right now. I think it's
welcome.
Out of Texas, I think.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to ask that. I heard you speaking about the marijuana issue before, and you're up in New Hampshire, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Okay, let me tell you what you can do. If I had time, I would do it here in New York, because in New York in 1977, they passed the Marijuana Reform Act, but the governor's never signed it into law. So they're just kicking the can down the road. But here's what you can do. You look up in the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 2. I'll read it to you. It's just one sentence. It says, the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states. So we got the two states out west, was it Colorado and Washington State, that passed the laws for the purpose of using marijuana now, right? So it's basically decriminalized or legal, correct?
That's correct.
You can file suit. You know how to do it. You could figure out how to do it. You got people up there. You could file suit against New Hampshire and use that to proceed as plaintiffs. And if they try to prevent you from using marijuana, they're violating the Constitution. Now, in regards to that, those two people supposedly that are in jail now because they wouldn't answer questions. They had nothing to do with why they were brought into court in the first place.
Right.
Okay, that's also now we got another constitutional issue here. That's Amendment 5. Okay? And it says, nor shall anybody be compelled in any criminal case to be witnesses against themselves, nor be deprived of life.
Sure, sure. Hey, I'm with you, man. Like, there's all kinds of great stuff in the constitutions, but the problem is the judges just don't care.
Well, then
Constitution
if they don't
is
care,
that
they're,
thing
they're,
that
they're, then they're with the IRAs. Then you go as a bounty hunter. Okay, I know a guy named Ronnie Class in North Carolina is going after criminal acts what the government's doing down there.
Bounty hunter? What would the bounty hunter do exactly?
So Amendment 14. If you got judges that are violating the Constitution of the United States, they're criminals. And you go look at Amendment 14.
What are you suggesting? Are you suggesting someone arrest a judge?
Kick down the judge's office door and you hold brandish the Constitution at him and then have him put the handcuffs on himself.
Let me read you what I'm talking about here, okay?
You don't need to, man. I get where you're coming from. It's just that, like you said, you're not willing to do it yourself, so how can you expect someone else to do it?
The Constitution is that thing that prevents the government from doing all the things that it does.
You mentioned that you said you don't have the time or whatever to do this.
I got four other cases I'm doing. That's why I can't do this one.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, he knows the bounty hunter in North Carolina.
Absolutely. His name is Rodney Class. You can look him up on the internet. Really.
I don't know what it is you're getting at with the bounty hunter thing. Are you suggesting arresting the government agents?
Well, I'm going to just it's one sentence. Let me read it to you. You can go after this judge up there that's illegally holding those people in jail, but here's what it says. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debt incurred by payment, pensions, and bounties, their services in suppressing insurrection and rebellion.
Stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, live Christmas Day edition of the program is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of these airwaves with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And we're going to continue with your calls here in a moment. Also want to remind you that you can drop into our website and grab up as many archives as you would like. Give yourself your own gift for Christmas here. We've got years worth of Free Talk Live archives available at freetalklive.com. Maybe you just want to listen to last night's show, or maybe you want to go back to 2007. I mean, we've got a whole bunch of archives, and they're all free over at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy those, and of course, we also have them on SoundCloud to make it easy for you to share with anybody that you care about. Share it easily on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever method is your preference. And you can access our SoundCloud page by going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That's soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already on freetalklive.com, you can just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for a SoundCloud link. And on SoundCloud, you get more than just the archives of the show and more than just those years worth. We'll also post the occasional interviews. So I mentioned earlier that we were on Kate Delaney's show, America Tonight. I posted that to our SoundCloud last night. Mark has his Edgington Post, which I presume he will resume doing here after he returns from his vacation. He should be back with us tomorrow. So you can get all those things over on our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Walt, you were in the middle of sharing with us what you consider to be a strategy for handling these outrageous arrests, like the folks that were that are being held currently and have been held for months in SeaTac Federal Detention Center in Washington State. You were reading something about the validity of the debt, and we had to interrupt you for the break, so go ahead.
Okay, I got another one, too, a short one after, but I'll finish up with...
I don't know if we got time for that, but just get through the first one.
It's Amendment 14, Section 4, but let me tell you this. You can file criminal charges against a judge for committing perjury, for violating his oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Just fill out a criminal complaint form.
Why is that not happening? I mean, if you make it sound like it's so easy to do, why is some attorney not doing that?
Because the attorneys are bar card holders, BAR means British Accredited Registry.
I don't know if that's true.
It's England's ass, and they don't care about the Constitution, fellas.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I've met some attorneys in real life who do care about these things.
Well, why don't they do it then?
That's what I'm asking you. But you said that anyone can do it.
Let me tell you, I talk to people in Texas. They do it down there, and they get results. Okay?
What kind of results? Are you talking about judges being kicked off the bench?
They get in trouble, absolutely, because then you're stirring up the crabs in the bucket, and everybody's after their jobs. That's exactly, you got to stir up politics, absolutely.
Where is the evidence of this? Because a lot of these people call the show with these theories, these legal land
it's
theories.
It's not a theory. That's law. You can file criminal
charges. It doesn't matter what the law says. They can do whatever they want to do. That's been my experience in court. And, you know, maybe you've had more experience in court than I have, but I have never seen the law matter to these people.
Okay, well, if the prosecutor throws it in the trash, then you just take it to the judges over the prosecutor. If he throws it in the trash, then you send another one back to the grand jury, addressed to the prosecutor. If he doesn't deliver it to the grand jury, then you go to the post office or block in the mail. The grand jury has to answer your criminal charges. They got to do
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Anytime they're made aware of a criminal complaint, they have to address it.
I've never seen any evidence for that.
Well, you better look into it. Start looking into the evidence.
Nah, that's all right. Thanks for the call tonight, Walt. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what? If you want to prove some sort of legal theory to me, then put all the evidence out on the table. Don't tell me to go and do the research for you. Act like you've done all the research and you know everything about everything and, you know, this little, you know what all the laws are and you know how to sue somebody and go after a judge. You prove to me that you've got a judge taken down for putting somebody in a prison cell.
Some names and dates of what happened in Texas would have been helpful for his case and his credibility.
But names and dates would be fine.
He upset you, did he? He upset you when he told you you didn't know what you were talking about, didn't he? Because that's
I don't
when
claim
you...
to know everything about the legal land system. I'm certainly no expert, but
ruffled your feathers.
I've spent enough time in that system observing various different approaches to know that none of it is consistent. You know, there's no one approach that is a consistently working approach. Maybe at one time somebody filed some kind of charge and managed to get it to stick somehow, but
if you know the personal interplay between all the political figures in your county or your state, then you can start using these laws selectively and pulling the right levers with the right people. But you've got to be a player. You've got to be a political player to make the political arena work for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying these things are impossible. I just don't believe it until I can see the evidence. And when you get some know-it-all calling in saying, oh, well, here's how you should do this. You should try this because these other people have done it. I tell you that they've done it. Take my word for it. I'm a caller on your radio show. I'm sorry, that's not good enough for me. I want to see video. I want to see the court records. I don't want to have to go and try to dig for those court records. I run a business. You know, I've got things to do during the daytime. I don't have the 50 hours a week or whatever it would take to put into doing the research to try to prove this guy's call correct.
Uh-huh.
If you've got something, you're the one making the allegation that you know the solution to judicial governmental tyranny, that you know whatever the legal land solution is, prove it. I mean, if it's so easy and so obvious, then show people how it's done. Show them how it's done and make it duplicatable. Make it so people can duplicate it without having to do 500 hours of research first. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask for. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. There have been these guru types that have called the show, or people that, you know, have a guru, some sort of legal land guide who they are either paying or they've just glommed onto and they believe every word that comes out of their mouth. And many of these people, one, actually have no real court experience. He claims he's got some open cases. That's cool. But most of them have no real court experience. They've just read a lot about it. And that's not the same. Reading a bunch about court is not anywhere equivalent to actually being in court and observing real cases and watching people attempt various different things and watching them all fail, for the most part. Every now and then there's, you know, some charge that gets thrown out, and it's hard to really determine why those things happen. Maybe the prosecutor just didn't want to deal with it. Maybe they just didn't want to deal with the hassles of the paperwork you were filing. Maybe it wasn't that the paperwork was some sort of magic words that guarantees that you're going to be free. Maybe they just decided, well, we're just going to dismiss this charge. But for every one of those gurus who calls the show, about 0% of them have any real tangible proof of their claims. And of the ones who claim to have proof, sometimes they'll say things like, well, I don't actually have the court record because I agreed to not share that as part of the terms of the dismissal. I mean, I've actually heard that claim before. And I almost feel like that these people either know that they're wrong and they're just providing people misinformation in order to screw with people, or they really truly believe this information, but they've never actually had the experience to attempt to implement it themselves. And please, prove me wrong. Come up to New Hampshire. We can get cameras into court here. Most places you can't do that. It's very difficult or impossible to get a camera, a video camera, into a courtroom. Here, no problem. You come up with your legal theory, I'll come and film it, and we'll see how it goes. And then if you can actually prove on more than one occasion that this method, whatever method is you're proffering, is actually successful at helping free people, at helping get justice, at helping go after these judges, corrupt prosecutors, and folks like that, if you can prove it more than once, then you've got a real case, and I will shout that from the rooftops.
I recommend people going to trial and trying to fight the state through the laws only for your own edification, and it's personally satisfying. It can be very fun, but you're not going to win.
Almost never are you going to win. Every now and then a case will get kicked out and get dismissed. You'll not have to go to trial because they'll dismiss it before trial. And every now and then you'll get a not guilty, but most of the time, probably 90% of the time, you're going to lose. 855-450-FREE. But please, prove me wrong. And when I say prove it, I mean come here to New Hampshire and let us get it on video proving us wrong that this, you know, these theories don't work. I would love to see one of them work. Really, I want to see that happen. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain in this live Christmas Day edition of the program. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Johnny Ray. Glad you came in tonight. We've been talking about archaeology and prison. Those have been the overarching topics throughout the evening tonight. And certainly you're welcome to comment on those things or whatever's on your mind here. But we've got more of the archaeology to cover here, and I think we've, five more? Six more? How many do we have here, Johnny Ray? Five more?
Six, I think.
Six? Jeez, we've been moving slow. So let's continue.
No, you're right. Five
more. Five. Let's continue through the remaining five top 10 archaeological discoveries, or at least as many as we can get through, the top archaeological discoveries of 2012. And by the way, I'd just like to let folks know that Christmas in prison story that I was sharing about the Northwest activists, there's much more to that story. We got through maybe a third of it. So I posted the link to Twitter and Facebook, to Free Talk Live's Twitter and Facebook. You can link to either one of those over at news.freetalklive.com, and that'll allow you to dig further into those stories about those folks' experience in prison.
Europe's oldest engraving, Sergiac, France. That's at best an approximation of the proper pronunciation. Archaeologists have dated an engraving of a vulva found a 1.5-ton limestone block at Abri-Castanet, a collapsed rock shelter in France, to about 37,000 years ago. That figure, however, is only a minimum age for the rock carving. The date announced in May actually corresponds to the approximate time when the rock shelter's roof, of which the engraved block was once a part, collapsed. The engraving is thus one of the earliest examples of European wall art, likely older than the elaborate paintings 200 miles east in Chauvet Cave. The block was found directly above a surface containing hundreds of artifacts from the early Aurignacian culture, the earliest modern humans in Europe. An imprint of the vulva on the shelter floor, along with a lack of sediment buildup between the block and the surface, suggested that radiocarbon dating of several pieces of bone smashed by the fallen block would give an accurate age of the roof collapse and an approximate age of the engraving. We see vulva again and again and again, says New York University archaeologist Randall White about Aurignacian sites in the region near Abri-Castanet. The fact that they're repeating the same forms suggests that it is conventionalized in a way that allowed these people to relate to the meaning. End of story.
Wow. So maybe the oldest porn known to man.
Maybe. It was in the roof.
Yeah.
I'm not going to comment further on implications of that. Ian, what would you like to hear about next? The first pots from Zhuangxi, China.
All right. Or?
Yeah, you've got options.
Okay.
You've got options. Scottish Frankenstein mummies.
That one. Let's go with that. Because Frankenstein, of course, was named after the doctor. The mummy itself was not named Frankenstein. The doctor was.
It was Frankenstein's monster.
Right.
Yes. The Frankensteins and the Scottish Frankenstein mummies are unrelated to Mary Shelley's
Indeed.
Frankenstein. Instances of deliberate mummification in Europe are rare, but while performing excavations in 2001 at Clavhallan, a Bronze Age settlement on the island of South Wist in Scotland's Outer Hebrides, or is that Hebrides? I'm embarrassed now. Archaeologists found a pair of 3,000-year-old skeletons that fit the bill. Bronze Age came before the Iron Age, Ian. Bronze is an alloy of copper and tin. And the British Isles were important during the Bronze Age because it was a source of tin. There were ancients in the Middle East who got their tin for their Bronze Age from, they traded with people on the British Isles. I always thought that was interesting
trivia.
I always thought that was interesting because I never thought of there being a lot of interaction between the Phoenicians mm-hmm. of the Mediterranean coast and some savages in the British Isles.
Man, I don't know anything about all this. I just have to take your word for it, Johnny Ray. You seem well informed, though.
I'm not. Both skeletons.
More so than me, I can tell you that. Man, when I was in history class, all that stuff about the Sumerians just put me to sleep.
Yep, for sure. For sure.
These guys are into it, these archaeologists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep,
they
yep.
love this stuff.
I'm gonna continue with the story. Both skeletons, one male and one female, were buried in the fetal position. Tests indicated they had been intentionally preserved for some time in nearby peat bogs, where microbes prevented them from fully decomposing before they were eventually retrieved.
Wow.
Quote, mummification has been surprisingly widespread throughout world history, but this is the first time we've seen clear evidence that it was employed during the Bronze Age on the British Isles, says University College London archaeologist Mike Parker Pearson. Further examination of the remains led to another startling discovery. The male skeleton is actually a composite. Its torso, skull, and neck and lower jaw belong to three separate men. New DNA tests prove that the female skeleton is also a composite formed from a female torso, a male skull, and the arm of a third person, whose gender has yet to be determined. Carbon dating indicates that the skull of the female mummy is probably 50 to 200 years older than the torso. Archaeologists have yet to agree... Yes, it is weird. I agree. Archaeologists have yet to agree why these remains were mummified and then combined. The mixing of remains could have been designed to combine different ancestries or families into a single line of descent, Parker Pearson explains. At the time, land rights would have depended on ancestral claims, so perhaps having ancestors around in the flesh was the prehistoric equivalent of a legal document.
How about that?
I love that ending and that theory.
Yeah, it's speculation, but nonetheless, very strange. Normally, when you think of mummification, you only think of Middle Eastern, Egypt, kind of North Africa.
Exactly. Regions. That's what I think of.
Right. Surprise. Moving on.
Moving on.
These are the top ten archaeological discoveries of just the year 2012. So there's always all kinds of interesting things being dug up. It's just that normally you don't hear about them. This is not front page news material, that's for sure.
Okay, this one, I like this one. This one is very short.
Yeah.
2,000-year-old stash treasure in Kiryat Gat, Israel by Mati Milstein.
Marijuana. They found that stuff, though. I mean, like in burial, like pyramids or wherever, where they're burying these pharaohs and those types of folks.
Yes, they did.
Found marijuana in a lot of those places.
Yes, they did. That is not the treasure described here, okay. However. This past summer, archaeologists discovered a veritable treasure chest of jewelry and coins buried inside a pit in the courtyard of an ancient building in southern Israel's Kiryat Gat region.
That's way better than bones, man. At least there you could really kind of cash in.
Jewelry and coins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some Dungeons and Dragons kind of a situation there.
The Goonies.
According to the Israel Antiquities Authority's Sarganor, the cache likely dates to the time of the Bar Kokhba Revolt, which lasted from A.D. 132 to 135, about 100 years after Jesus was killed, and was one of the largest Jewish uprisings against the Romans. Bar Kokhba was the next big return of God in the flesh.
Okay, I had not heard of that.
Uh-huh. This was probably an emergency cache that was concealed at a time of impending danger by a wealthy woman who wrapped her jewelry and money in a cloth and hid them deep in the ground, says Ganor. It's now clear that the owner never returned to claim it. While there are other contemporary hoards from Israel, this example is exceptional for the inclusion of several gold coins rare in Israel at this time.
Neat.
I wonder why those coins were rare in Israel at the time. It was a Roman. It was, you know, the Romans were in control of the place. So what were they using to store their wealth instead of gold coins?
Man.
Livestock?
Good question.
Commodities?
Anything I say would be purely uninformed speculation. I'm just interested in hearing what you have to say, Johnny Ray.
That's a poor choice, Ian. You have chosen poorly.
What, to be interested in what you have to say?
Just to put any stock in the things that I say to...
You say it with authority. You say it as though you've done a research that you know what you're talking about. And unlike the court theories, this is just fun. You know, it's just interesting.
Yep.
It won't have any bearing on what we do tomorrow. It won't have any bearing on, you know, anything else. But it's neat to find out what, you know, people did back in the day. Thanks for sharing those, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be back tomorrow for the post-Christmas edition of Free Talk Live. We're live every single night. New Year's Eve will be here for you all week long, taking your calls and expecting to have Mark back tomorrow night as well. So for those of you who've been missing Mark, he'll be here. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, etc.
Merry Christmas.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.